Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Down to Earth with Harriet Kamek. It's a show in which we talk about everything. I mean, it's just a down-to-earth conversation on what we should happen and what we shouldn't do. And it's sort of like examining the day's events and looking at the stories as they parade across us and the stories that draw our interest. And today I kind of hit upon a story that I wanted to talk about, and I've perhaps shied away from doing this story because I don't like marginalization and I don't like polarization. I don't like separating groups of people. I like to think of all of us as being part of this collective, as collectively a part of this great experiment called the American Democratic Movement or the American Society. And I don't like polarization. So I say all of that in order to set the stage for what I want to talk about today. That's something that has me kind of unhinged. You know, it's one of those stories that when you see it, it makes you think. And it started to make me think that perhaps it's time for us to re-examine what it means. Where are we going? What are we doing? And where are we now? It's kind of like, in order to know where you're going, you kind of have to look back at the past. And that is kind of what we're going to do this morning. So moving right along, I know last night was Monday Night Football. The Packers, yeah, how did that go? I won't talk about it. I'm not going to do the Tuesday morning quarterback thing. I'm not going to do that. But suffice it to say that it's welcome back to football, welcome back to fall, and here in Detroit, we finally got a feel of what it feels like. This morning we woke up and it was 36 degrees and there was frost on the ground. So it started. And it's the middle of October. So hopefully if it gets this colder early in the season, that means the season will end by mid-February and we start seeing 30 degrees. That would be awesome in February. We haven't had that in about 2 or 3 years. Typically, if it starts cold later, then it means we're swamped right through to April. But hopefully, starting cold this early means that we will have an early end to winter, and it will just start getting, you know, go back to normal. Normal for us is having 20s and 30s in January and February, because that just rocks, right? That just totally rocks. So if I sound a little nasal, forgive me. It's the transition. It's the seasonal transition. Well, today I want to talk about something, and I want to talk about it within the context of what do you believe, and the fact that we all have belief systems that perhaps we should be mindful of what we believe. Everybody believes in something, right? Right? Everybody believes in something. Very few, most of us believe in something. And for most of us, that belief is typified by and exemplified by what we believe. So what do you believe? So I'm not going to ask you what you believe, because what you believe is highly subjective. It's based upon what you think, and it's based upon your own experiences, right? So I don't ask people what they believe, because what you believe is based on your own experiences and based on what you have seen, your perspective, your environment. All of these things contribute to your belief. But I just want to say that I was troubled yesterday as I was scrolling through media, and I came across a story about a New Orleans Saints linebacker who was fined by the NFL for, of all things, wearing a headband that says, Man of God. All he did was put on a headband saying Man of God, and the NFL fined him $7,000. So within that context, according to the NFL, his wearing of that headband violated their uniform standards. Seriously? Okay. So you can't kneel and you can't wear a headband. I left that in radio silence out there. So is Christianity under attack? Is being a Christian in America, as far as I know from history, America is the only country founded on Christian principles and founded by a group of Christians. Make no mistake about it, America started by a group of people who came over from Europe, who said they were tired of what they were experiencing in Europe. They wanted to start a new land with a body politic, yeah, with civil and body politic, but founded on the belief that there is a God, that there is one God. That's how America started. So it's one thing to say, well, Harriet, you know, we're evolving and we're becoming more and more embracing of everyone else's beliefs, but you can't get away from your core, because in getting away from your core, you lose sight of who you are. If you don't know your history, how do you know where you're going? And how will America know where it is to go if we don't know our history and if we don't know where we're coming from? So the question I'm asking is, are Christians under attack? Because I'm now beginning to see where, according to some politicians, I mean, I've read the Democratic platform from 2016 and I've read the Republican platform from 2016. And having read both, I think the Democratic Party is trending towards saying that if you say anything about Jesus, if you talk about God, it becomes hate speech. And I want the Democratic Party to qualify and clarify their position, because this hate mongering and this engendering of hate speech and calling, referring to Christians and making it seem divisive is something we need to talk about. Now, we can go at this and we can talk about the people who are Christian fundamentals, right? Because that may be what most people are looking at. You're looking at the people who appear to be the Christian leaders. They're not, right? That's an assumed position, right? And they are engendering hate, yes. And they are promoting a form of Christianity that is not the true form. So will the real Christians please stand up? I'm one of them, right? The people who promote hate and divisiveness and racism, those are not true Christians. They're sort of a Christian. They have some form of Christian belief, but intermingled with that is their own belief. And they're using their platform as Christian leaders to advance and propagate their belief. Let's just be clear about that. But a true Christian is one who believes in the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts for all humanity. A true Christian is one who accepts you where you are, who you are, and believes that the love of Jesus Christ and following the teachings of Jesus Christ are transformative and will transform and change your life. That's the true Christian. The true Christian is one who says, hey, I'm here. The true Christian is not one who says, I am not here for you if you're black, white, green, yellow, lesbian, gay, questioning, whatever. So a true Christian is one who tears down walls, not builds walls, is one who creates borders for people to live in that are safe, and borders for people to where you can freely express who you are. It is what it is. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm asking, are Christians under attack? Because this man chose to wear a headband saying man of God. Now, I'm a Christian. Am I going to be attacked for my beliefs by anybody? Am I going to be attacked because I choose to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ? Am I going to be attacked because I say that I am a Christian? Or